I must admit I had to read last week's article on carbon tax increases twice, peak, March 29th, scapegoating the carbon tax a distraction. Does our MP Patrick Wyler actually think warm weather in West Vancouver can be affected by increased carbon taxation? I fail to see how these two things are in any way related to one another. For those who understand weather systems and patterns like El Niño and La Niña alternating cycles, brought on by Pacific Ocean temperature oscillation, it is understood these are large drivers of our weather. As evidenced by wetter, cooler conditions to the south of us, drier and slightly warmer to the north. Results of a split jet stream. No amount of extra taxation will affect this, but it will impact the financial situations for Canadian residents and business alike. The bottom line is federal and provincial policy can and does impact our economy in a negative way, weakening Canada's competitive position on world markets. But policy cannot change the weather. On the assertion by Mr. Wyler the Liberal plan for fossil fuels is superior to the Conservative plan, well, let's look at this government's foray into the petroleum pipeline business. The original cost to complete the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline was $7.4 billion. Since takeover by the federal government in 2018, the project's total cost has ballooned to $35 billion. How is it possible to waste that much public money? Where did it go? That amount exceeds the annual budget for the Canadian Armed Forces. Some business genius at work there. The Conservative plan was to have private sector build the infrastructure. Charge royalties which would contribute to the economy. This is similar to policy in Norway, where they now enjoy US$1.6 trillion in investment funds derived from petroleum business royalties there. The interest alone from these funds covers many social programs, from healthcare to education. Converse to this plan, Canada has a national debt of US$1.2 trillion, and rising, which costs taxpayers billions to service annually. If there is any scapegoating or dishonesty going on here, as alleged by Mr. Wyler, it would be in trying to dismiss good policy while defending the dismal fiscal mismanagement of his government. Steve Anderson, Whistler.